Exclusive, Peter Navarro, virtually all new jobs under Joe Biden were taken by illegal immigrants. By John Binder on March 19, 2025. Peter Navarro, the senior counselor for trade and manufacturing for President Donald Trump, tells Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow that virtually all new jobs created during the Biden administration went to newly arrived migrants who poured across the United States-Mexico border. During an exclusive sit-down interview with Marlow at the White House for the Alex Marlow Show podcast, Navarro explained mass immigration's close relationship to free trade, where the cost of labor plummets, dragging down Americans' wages. Both capital and labor are mobile, okay. Now think about that. So, depending on conditions, you're in Britain. Right, labor is mobile, and the next thing you know, you got the world coming into your factories willing to undercut your wages by a significant amount, Navarro said. And then soon, everybody in these blue-collar English towns are speaking Polish or Czechoslovakian and whatever. Under former President Joe Biden, Navarro said, roughly all new job growth went to illegal aliens and legal immigrants, not American citizens. Immigration is fine if it benefits a country, but not if it totally destroys a country, Navarro said. I mean, interesting statistic here, and I was surprised that the Biden regime even published it. If you look at the net new job creation during the Biden administration, virtually all of the new jobs were taken by illegal immigrants, Navarro continued. And virtually all the people who lost their jobs, because it was a net kind of thing, were American citizens. I mean, that is freaking insane. That's the Ricardian free trade model. Indeed, Breitbart News tracked such job figures throughout Biden's term, finding the exact trend Navarro described. Last month, the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS, reviewed Bureau of Labor Statistics data and found that from January 2020, a year before illegal immigration hit record levels, through January 2025, 88% of U.S. job growth went to migrants, 60% of whom are illegal aliens. While migrants gained more than 4.7 million jobs under Biden, employment growth for native-born Americans increased by 645,000 jobs. Put another way, Bidenomics created 7.3 migrant jobs for every job gained by an American. All this at a time when a near-record share of working-age U.S.-born men remain out of the labor force, CIS researcher Stephen Camerata writes. Not all the data has been released, but our preliminary analysis suggests that the share of working-age, 16 to 64, U.S.-born men not in the labor force, neither working nor looking for work, is likely 22.1% in January 2025 and remains near a historic high for an economic expansion, Camerata notes. For years now, the trend of declining labor force participation among native-born Americans has given way to Democrats and many Republicans, claiming that immigration levels ought to be increased to fill U.S. jobs rather than enticing jobless Americans off the labor market sidelines. As of April 2024, 43 million working-age native-born Americans from 16 to 64 years old were not in the labor force, about 8.5 million more than in the year 2000, CIS researchers found last year. More specifically, the share of working-age native-born American men not in the labor force has increased from 11% in April 1960 to 22% in April of this year. If today's labor force participation rate for these men matched the 1960s, there would be about 9 million more men in the workforce. The Alex Marlow Show, hosted by Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlow, is a weekday podcast produced by Breitbart News and Salem Podcast Network. You can subscribe to the podcast on YouTube, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.